This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Tokyo 2020 organizers threw open the doors of the Olympic Village to the media on Sunday, showcasing virus upgrades, including a so-called fever clinic just over a month before the games begin. Organizers are in the home stretch before the July 23rd opening ceremony and are trying to build confidence that the mega event will be safe for athletes and the Japanese public. On Sunday, they unveiled the dedicated virus clinic, which will be used to test and isolate people suspected of virus infection or considered close contacts. The Olympic Village will be particularly important for athletes this Games because they are barred from going anywhere else except training and competition venues. Officials expect most of those staying in the village will have been vaccinated, but the rules apply regardless of an inoculation status, and athletes could be kicked out of the games if they fail to comply. In a taste of challenges ahead, a member of the Ugandan Olympic delegation that arrived in Japan on Saturday tested positive for the virus, despite reportedly being vaccinated and testing negative before travel. The safety measures are set to make for a games like no other, with overseas fans already banned and a decision on domestic spectators expected as soon as Monday. China on Sunday announced it had administered its 1 billionth shot in the world's biggest coronavirus inoculation drive as Brazil's death toll from the pandemic passes 500,000. The global death toll from COVID-19 is now more than 3.8 million, and many nations are still battling outbreaks, but vaccine drives are allowing some countries to begin to remove health restrictions. China's vaccine milestone comes after the number of shots administered globally passed 2.5 billion on Friday, according to the AFP. This is VOA News. The Russian ambassador in Washington flew back Sunday to the United States, saying he hoped to build, quote, equal and pragmatic ties after a U.S.-Russia summit in Geneva aimed at reducing tensions. Anatoly Antonov was recalled in March, but Russian President Vladimir Putin said Wednesday that Moscow and Washington agreed for their ambassadors to return after summit talks in Geneva with U.S. counterpart Joe Biden. Diplomatic relations between Moscow and Washington had all but broken down since Biden took office and accused the Kremlin of interfering in U.S. elections and launching cyber attacks. After Biden linked Putin to a, quote, killer, Russia in March took the rare step of recalling Ambassador Antonov and said the U.S. envoy John Sullivan to Moscow likewise should return to Washington. Sullivan left Moscow in April as the two countries announced a way for tit-for-tat sanctions and expulsions of diplomats. Forces loyal to Libya's eastern base commander Khalifa Haftar have closed the border with Algeria, they said on Sunday, after major deployments of his forces to the south underscored his continued role despite efforts to unify the country. The nearly 1,000-kilometer or 620-mile border between Algeria and Libya cuts through mostly uninhabited desert and has few crossings. Haftar was put back on foot last year after the collapse of his 14-month offensive against Tripoli, while a new unity government backed by a UN-facilitated peace process is called into question his political position. However, despite progress towards a political solution for Libya after a decade of violence and chaos, most of the country is still controlled by armed groups, corruption is rampant, and the outside powers involved in the conflict have not withdrawn. Progress is expected on Sunday in implementing the terms of a military ceasefire in place since September, with the planned reopening of a main coast road across front lines, and foreign powers will convene in Berlin this week for Libya talks. And France went to the polls for the first round of regional elections on Sunday that could see Marine Le Pen's far-right party make gains and step further into the political mainstream. The election will see assemblies elected for mainland France's 13 regions and 96 departments, with Le Pen's national rally tipped to win at least one region for the first time in what would be a major coup. Le Pen is not a standing candidate, but she has been campaigning hard ahead of presidential elections next year that surveys show could end up being a close race between her and central president Emmanuel Macron. The election will be held over two consecutive Sundays with a second runoff vote on June 27th if nobody wins more than 50% in the first round. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.